Today, we're interviewing Liza with her organ donation advocacy campaign. Upon turning 16 and going to the DMV to get her driver's license, she discovered the process of becoming a registered organ donor. She realized that she hadn't learned about this in her driver's ed course, and she discovered that there was a lack of information for teens about organ donation and the registry process. So her project focuses on providing information to teens about organ donation and encourages them to think more consciously about this decision. So Liza, what problem is your project focused on solving, and who is your target market?
The ultimate goal of my project is to decrease the number of people on the national organ transplant waiting list. But on a smaller scale, my project is more specifically focused on providing teens eligible for a driver's license with information about organ donation, facilitating them to make a more informed decision at the DMV.
And tell us more about how you discovered this problem.
Well, my best friend got her license before me and it had a heart on it. When I asked her about it, she told me that it was signifying that she was an organ donor, and this sparked a debate at our lunch table about organ donation. While most of us had conflicting opinions on the topic, none of us had many facts to present, and it made me realize that many 16-year-olds are probably discouraged to register to be an organ donor solely because they do not know anything about it or they have misconceptions surrounding the topic.
So based on the interviews you did with your peers and your personal experience, walk us through how students learned about and make decisions about being an organ donor.
The organ donation process wasn't something we had talked about in driver's ed, and when my friend brought it up, it wasn't something that I had thought about before. At the DMV, there are a few signs and flyers advocating for organ donation and trying to get people to register. The effort is there somewhat, but not enough. And in order for teens to be aware about this process, something has to be done outside of the DMV. I learned that registry for organ donation is currently a no or don't know type of decision in the moment, and this can discourage teens from saying yes when asked if they want to be an organ donor.
It's really interesting. And so tell us more about your current solution and what are you doing to address the problem for teens?
My organ donation advocacy campaign is a once-off educational campaign in driver's ed classes that provides students with information about the organ donation process. My educational campaign about organ donation will help teens getting their license to understand the myths and misconceptions, making them more inclined to register at the DMV and facilitating them to make more informed decisions about their bodies.
Really interesting. So talk us through about your experimentation process, both now and in the future. What have you tested so far, and what are you looking to learn?
I wanted to test my assumption that teens have questions about organ donation and are hesitant to register because of misinformation or a lack of information. I put together an engaging slideshow with information about organ donation in a true or false format and presented it to my homeroom class. I sparked a debate among peers and was able to answer some of the questions my classmates asked about the organ donation and allocation process. I also received very many helpful feedback pieces about how I can improve my slideshow. I learned that I was correct in most of my assumptions, and this helped me edit my campaign and made it more meaningful and easier to understand for my target audience.
And so by working on this new market, how has your understanding of your solution developed over time?
Throughout this process, I learned that many people and organizations are working towards solving the same issue as me. I found high school, college, and government-based organizations trying to advocate for organ donation in a similar way that I wanted to. This reassured me that my target audience, although somewhat niche, is a very important issue that many people are interested in. Through independent research, I learned that the Delaware Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness Board announced a scholarship opportunity to Delaware high schoolers to make a video spreading awareness about organ donation. I was able to participate in this competition with the help of my friends and was one of three winners of the first prize of a $1,000 scholarship. Winning the scholarship allowed me to reflect even more on the fact that this topic is often overlooked, but an incredibly important and topic worth talking about.
Yeah, and this scholarship is such a huge point of validation. And so what is the top advice you'd give yourself if you could start the innovation process over again?
I would tell myself that it is so much more easy to identify a problem and go from there rather than searching for an issue within a specific market that you want to solve a problem for. This mindset helped me settle on a project and create the most helpful solution possible. I learned that it is important to trust the process and be open-minded to switching markets.
And what was it like going through the innovation process in a cohort of other teens?
I was able to learn from my peers and understand that everyone worked at a different rate and had different goals. Some teens had one idea and stuck with it the entire time, while others switched markets a few times. Seeing how differently everyone worked, I was able to give myself grace about switching markets, and I was also able to work together with other teams in my cohort to help come up with new ways to market my solution, and I could help them with their projects as well.
And finally, what's your vision for the scaling beyond what you've created so far?
My goal for next year is to go from driver's ed classroom to classroom outside of my school and share my research and information with students. I want to be able to not only spread awareness about organ donation and the registry process, but help driver's ed teachers include this information in their curriculum in a meaningful way. So what I'm thinking for this fall, I would also want to have an organ donation culture day. My vision for right now is hosting a school-wide event where students and faculty at my school would be provided with a wristband or pin signifying their status as an organ donor. This could spark debate and conversation among peers. I would also want this day to be accompanied with a presentation featuring organ transplant recipients and or doctors talking about the process and why it is important to sign up to be an organ donor.
Liza, thank you so much for sharing your entrepreneurial journey and story with us. And congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you so much, Riley.